This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on Sustainable Development Goals, India Index 2023-24. The participants are Dr. Yogesh Suri, Senior Advisor, Niti Aayog, and Rajesh Naik, Anchor.
SDG India Index 2023-24, the fourth edition of the country's principal tool for measuring national and subnational progress on the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG, was released on July 12th by Niti Aayog. And to discuss how India accelerates progress towards the SDGs despite global headwinds is Mr. Yogesh Suri, Senior Advisor, Niti Aayog. A warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you, Rajesh.
My first question to you is regarding the overview of the SDG. What is it to a common man? Perhaps they're not that exposed. How would you describe SDG 23-24 and the purpose for which it was formed?
Raji, in 2015, all the countries, they came together in the platform of the United Nations, and they together they committed to themselves 17 goals, 169 targets, which are collectively known as the Sustainable Development Goals. You can consider it in a way that earlier the predecessor of Sustainable Development Goals were Millennium Development Goals, which were formed year 2000 to 2025. These are essentially what humanity or what each country would like to do for itself so as to ensure that the world progresses in a sustainable manner and so that the future generations are also able to utilize all the benefits of living on the earth in the same manner as the current generation is having. So there were about 17 goals, 169 indicators, covering almost every span of area which impacts human life, whether it's health or it's education or it's economic empowerment or gender equality or climate change, environment, peace, justice, strong institutions. So it basically covers each and every aspect of human life. And Niti Aayog has been bringing out this report since 2018. As you rightly said, this was fourth report in this series. And the whole objective of this report is basically to sensitize the entire country as to the importance of the Sustainable Development Goals, as to what everybody should keep this in mind in their day-to-day lives. And more importantly, that states and union territories, they are ranked on the basis of a transparent indicator and transparent index which we have come out with. And the states are ranked based on this, their performance against SDGs. And the whole idea is to bring in, institutionalize the spirit of comparative federalism, as to every state can see where they stand in the entire list of the states, and whichever state is not doing well, if they strive to do better. And ultimately, when every state strives to do better, the whole country progresses at a much faster way. The whole idea of this report.
Rishi, you very rightly mentioned that the launch of the SDG India was to provide impetus for the localization push, reaffirming states and union territories as the key stakeholders in this transformative journey. How would you describe these 4 years, fourth edition that we are into, the journey that India has undertaken? Let's begin with the methodology that you use.
Coming to the methodology, essentially this report says about 113 different indicators and cutting across about 16 goals of sustainable development goals. For every indicator, we collect the data from the official sources. Then we form an index. For each goal, we try to arrive at a particular score. And then scores are total to arrive at the score of the goal at one level and of the state at another level. And at the national level, all scores aggregated to work out a one single national score. In our latest report, as you might have seen, that the India score was only 57 in 2018, and now the score has improved to 71. You can look at it in a manner like, suppose you want to achieve 100 marks by 2030, and today you are standing at 71, and you are only 57 in 2018. So that is the kind of progress which you have achieved, which this report indicates.
Change in the methodology that has taken place since 2018, how have you evolved since then?
Yeah, this methodology, we have been continuously striving to improve our methodology. In the first report, we only had about 60 indicators, and now the number of indicators are about 113. And improvement in indicators is a continuous process. And for this, we discuss with the central ministries, we discuss with states and union territories, we also discuss very closely with the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. You might be aware there is a global indicator framework which decides what are the indicators which need to be seen at the international level. From GIF, India has worked out its national indicator framework, which is looked after by Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. Using this national indicator framework, we have worked out this our own indicators, which are very closely aligned with national indicator framework.
Well, let's talk about the 23-24 SDG. Which states and union territories have shown the most significant progress on the SDG?
Rajji, I'm very happy to state that all the states and union territories have shown progress this year. And coming to some specific states, which I'm happy to share, that's Uttarakhand and Kerala, they stand top of the chart in terms of the score. But if you see the range of the scores of the states, earlier the range, in the previous report, the range was from 57 to 79 in the previous report, which has now increased to 65 to 77. Similarly, improvement has also been witnessed in the scores of all the union territories. So there has been across the board improvement in scores of all the states and union territories. And top gainer states, in fact, we have not just done, as I said, in the last report and this report, Uttarakhand, Kerala number one in terms of states and Chandigarh in amongst union territories. But we also did an exercise to see which states have recorded maximum improvement in scores from 2018 onwards, so that we know since we are in the middle point, just cross the middle point of the SDGs. And very happy to share that Uttar Pradesh recorded the highest increase in score from by as much as 25 marks between 2018 and 23-24. And this is followed by Jammu and Kashmir, this increase of score by 21, followed by Uttarakhand, which is 29, Sikkim is 18, Haryana is 17, then Assam, Punjab, Tripura 16 each, and then Madhya Pradesh and Odisha 15 each. So there has been a remarkable improvement in scores of all the states and union territories, and NITI is fully committed to work very closely with the states so as to ensure that this progress continues year after year.
So are there any particular SDGs where India has remarkable strides according to this index?
Yeah. This, as many as 11 out of 16 goals for which we have done this scoring are in the front runner category. So when I say front runner category, essentially it means that marks of more than 65. So there are actually four categories of scoring when we do this. It's an aspirant category which has a marks of below 50. Then we have a performer which is 50 to 64. Then front runner is 65 to 99. And achiever which is about 100 out of 100 marks. We have 11 out of 16 goals which are now in the front running category, and happy to share that some goals have really recorded very good performance. This goal 1 is no poverty, goal number 8 is decent work and economic growth, and goal number 13 is climate action. Now these goals were earlier in yellow, now they have moved to green, and from baseline if I see from 2018, I think significant progress in not only in this goal 1 no poverty, goal 3 is good health and well-being, then also recorded very good performance in clean water and sanitation, that's goal number 6, then affordable and clean energy, that's goal number 7, and goal number 11, sustainable cities and communities.
You mentioned about a lot of goals where we have improved our scores, and also the 32 states and union territories, which are the front runner category with the 10 new, 11 new. So there must have been a government intervention in these states for them to do well. So how much would you attribute towards the interventions that the government has made?
It's a very, very important question, and very happy to share that so many government intervention, in fact, I don't see any of the human life area where government intervention has not helped, actually. Mm-hmm. Even if we're starting from this food and nutrition to health, to education, to electrification, to housing for all, for clean cooking fuel, from sanitation, energy. I don't see any single area where the government intervention has not helped in achieving the SDGs. I'll be happy to share some of the statistical indicators which have clearly helped in achieving a lot of these sustainable development goals. Under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, government has already constructed about 4 crore houses, and recently Honorable Prime Minister has given a target of another 3 crore houses. Under Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, 11 crore toilets have been built. LPG connections about 10 crore connection, tap water connections about 14.9 crore, more than 30 crore beneficiaries getting benefit of Ayushman Bharat, and target is to cover about 55 crore people. Under National Food Security Act, government is giving free food to about 80 crore people, similarly 1.5 lakh health and wellness centers, direct benefit transfers, and we can go on and on, the list is endless. In fact, even in terms of clean energy, you know, government has added about 100 gigawatts of installed electric capacity, which is around 80% of attributed non-fossil fuel based resource. I think this is another very big achievement which government has done.
So, Yogeshji, how can policymakers use the SDG India Index to address gaps and enhance progress on the SDGs? And what specific policy recommendations have been made based on the findings of the SDG India Index previously or as per the 23-24?
That's a very important question, Rajeshji. I think this report clearly brings out what are the gaps which still need to be filled. So we can clearly see that if we want to achieve a target of 100 by 2030, at what score we are in. It's just like, you can say it's like a school examination. You know there are different subjects, and you know if you are scoring 45 in mathematics and scoring 90 in science, you clearly know you need to work more on mathematics.
Right.
So this report clearly brings out that amongst all these goals, which are the goals which are in the lower, which have a low score, those are the area where we need to work upon. And at the same time, these are at the goal level, even at the states and union territories level. Now, based on the report, states and UTs, they themselves know as to how they stand, not only in terms of overall score and ranking in terms of the country, but also every state will clearly know in which goal how much marks they are getting. So once they know the what marks they get, and the low marks is based on which is leading to the less marks. It's just like an answer sheet checking, and you know this question number 5, 6, 7, you have not done well. Same way you can find out which are the area. If you are not doing well in health, education, and some state may be doing well in health and education, but may not be doing well in sanitation or maybe some other area or industrialization. So I think that's exactly the states can find out where they need to improve upon, and that's precisely the objective of this report.
So what role does Niti Aayog play in tracking and promoting the achievement of the SDGs in India?
As I said, this international level, we have this global indicator framework, and based on that, we have a national indicator framework, which is worked out by Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. But NITI has the overall coordination role for SDGs in India. So we work very closely with the ministries on one hand and the Ministry of Statistics on one hand, and then with all the multilateral institutions. As we work very closely with United Nations and UNDP. In fact, they are the partners with NITI Aayog on this report. And then we work very closely with the state governments. So that's the role which NITI primarily plays as to how we need to improve India's progress on SDGs.
How can SDG India Index be used to raise public awareness about the importance of the SDG? And what initiatives are being taken to engage citizens, civil society and the private sector in contributing to the SDGs?
Achievement of SDGs is not the only the government's job. It's essentially this whole of society job.
You need it's a collaborative.
Work. It's a collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. I think you have to work very closely with the academia. You have to work closely with the think tanks. Not only just central government and the state governments. You have to work with civil society organizations. You have to work with the private sector. I think this is a report which has actually brings out the importance of SDGs at the national level and the kind of debate which it generates. I think I'm hoping that next few weeks there will be a lot of debates everywhere and as to importance of SDGs. I've been also been invited to various schools, and then so much of understanding and appreciation is there among the school students. They want to know what SDGs is all about, and they talk about Swachh Bharat, direct benefit transfer, Jam Trinity. They talk about that they have to maintain hygiene, they have to not throw litter around, not use plastics, actually trying to change the next generation and making them sensitive about SDGs.
So, do you do any special programs to create this awareness?
Yes, we do. And in fact, we work very closely with the entire UN system and a lot of think tanks. So, we have been organizing various sensitization programs with the help of state governments. I think recently we had a workshop in Jaipur where all the states had come together. We also invited a lot of academicians, think tanks. We can do in for SDGs in future. We had a similar workshop on SDGs at the G20 level. Over the next few months, we are planning to hold workshop in each of the state where we'll like to highlight to the state governments as to how the performance has been against each of the SDGs in their particular state and how the state needs to make further efforts to improve their scoring in different SDGs. And we'll be holding it over the next few months.
So how can the SDG index be further improved to better measure and promote sustainable development in India?
This SDG India index has already gone through a lot of rigor. This is the fourth edition. For every edition, we have a lot of efforts have been put in. In fact, this particular edition has come after a little longer time as we were putting a lot of effort to improve the quality of the indicators and getting the sources of data and methodology perfectly foolproof. So in the near future, we don't have any plans to modify our index calculations, change the methodology, because I think a normal methodology is by and large cast in stone, and by 2030, at least, we would like this methodology to continue.
I feel it's a pertinent question. I'm asking, how does the SDG index align with India's commitments to international frameworks and agreements related to sustainable development? And what impact do you foresee the SDG India index having on India's global standing and contributions towards achieving the SDGs?
This SDG India and the entire initiatives, what India is doing for SDGs, I think they are emerging as a model for the entire world. So we have been seeing in the various meetings at the UN levels where a lot of countries come together, and they are so appreciative of the initiatives which are being taken in India, and very happy to share that the kind of acknowledgement, the kind of appreciation, and they want to replicate what India is doing, and not in terms of just bringing out a report similar to SDG India Index, but they want to start using the various schemes and policy interventions of India and in their own countries, especially with regard to this digital public infrastructure, our initiatives taken for poverty elevation, for our health, for education sector. This entire initiative, I think, about this report is coming in very handy for all the countries.
Thank you so much for being with Akashvani, for giving us your valuable time.
Thank you so much, Dariji.
You were listening to a discussion on Sustainable Development Goals, India Index 2023-24. The participants were Dr. Yogesh Suri, Senior Advisor, Niti Aayog, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.